Donna, Megan Maroney, Kenny Chesney. You had to be there. Were you there for the spitting and the lightning storm and finally the win in the end? 12-18 this morning, the football game ended. Philadelphia knocking off Dallas, outlasting Dallas, I think is the better answer. Whew. Are all the games going to be that long? Can't we win by 3 touchdowns? Get up early in the first quarter and just kind of fall asleep as the game continues? All right. Welcome to a Friday morning. It's the 5th day of September. We're Joe and Jonna. It's Cheese Pizza Day today. Is it cheese pizza or is it called plain pizza? It's also Be Late for Something Day.
City Electric.
Good morning. We need to know this morning. The search continued throughout the day yesterday for a swimmer who'd gone missing in Cape May. The woman, described as about 30 to 40 years of age with dark hair, entered the ocean water yesterday morning. She was seen swimming when she disappeared off a beach near Madison and Beach Avenues. Following the incident, the Cape May Beach Patrol began flying double red flags, warning swimmers not to enter the water because of high surf and dangerous rip currents.
The Thunder Over the Waves air show happens in the Wildwoods this weekend. Today is a practice day for the air show. And tomorrow, the main event, which features more than a dozen aerial acts. You can watch the show from the boardwalk or the beach. Lots of people are expected to attend.
There was spitting. There was a lightning delay and more. The NFL season began at the Link last night as Philadelphia outlasted Dallas 24-20.
Thank God.
Your coworkers are probably still asleep. The game didn't end until 12-18 this morning.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, warm and more humid, high 80s.
Hometown. It's time now for Jonna's fangirl update.
Well, okay, Kane Brown, we see you. Okay, he just proved that he's the ultimate tour boss. He wrapped up the High Road Tour by gifting his openers Rolexes, like Rolex watches. Your Play singer Ashley Cook said it was her very first watch, like her very first big girl expensive watch. Honestly, that's next level compared to the usual cash bonus. Kane's setting the bar high for end of tour gifts with this one. You can check out the Rolexes Kane gave out as tour wrap gifts. We've got it up for you right now. CatCountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Reba McEntire is back for her 4th season on The Voice. Are you excited? I am. She's keeping it fun this season, too. So she actually handed out folding fans with her face on them to the audience, which is iconic. They show that in the preview for the season. Plus, there's a new twist this year called Carson Callback, and it gives the singers a second shot to wow the coaches. So season 28 of The Voice is all set to premiere on Monday, September 22nd on NBC. Everything we know about the new season, it's up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Friday morning, hope all in... I'm sorry, did you just spit on me?
No.
Like a bunch of three-year-olds.
Why would I spit on you?
Talking about NFL game last night.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I forgot about that.
It was just silly.
The beginning of the game, like, it was crazy. Silly. I know.
All right, coming up at 7:20 this morning, our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What do people need to just stop doing? Just stop.
Being babies at the beginning of football games.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Oh, you mean besides that?
What do people just need to stop? This is a good one. Stefanina's is a restaurant in Missouri. They're posted on Facebook. Please do not use Google AI to find our specials. Stop doing that. They say Google AI is not accurate and is telling people specials that don't even exist. They say we can't control what Google posts or says, and we will not honor the Google AI specials.
You got to remember, if AI can't find sources, they're going to give you what they think you want to hear. That's how AI works.
The owner of the restaurant said AI was making up special deals and menu items. When people searched, it was all coming back. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for This Week in TikTok, the best of This Week in TikTok. In the old days, when the phone rang, you answer it. When the doorbell rang, you answered it.
You mean you didn't hide under the front thing and just peek around to see if you knew who it was?
He's one of our favorite TikTokers.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. We don't answer our doors, right? I don't answer my door. No. I will walk past my door as someone is knocking on my door, but I definitely don't answer my door. If you're my friend and you're coming to my house, you're going to text me first. And if you're standing outside my house knocking, you're going to call me and say, it's me, open the door. But if you're randomly knocking on my door, there's no way in hell I'm answering it. Go away.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so, absolutely, because I don't know if you're a solicitor or not. you don't have any business on my property if I don't expect you. So unless it's like an emergency and you're like, help, 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 I'm going to be like, okay, I'm calling the police. Like, I mean, it's a crazy world out there, all right?
If I don't answer my door, how am I going to yell at another solar panel sales? Here we go. It's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
All right, let's do it.
Gary lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us today's joke. Thank you, Gary.
Gary, thank you.
Man comes home from a night of drinking.
Uh-oh.
As he falls through the doorway, his wife snaps at him, "What's the big deal coming home half drunk?" The man says, "I'm sorry, honey, I ran out of money." Half drunk.
Well.
Yeah, I can only get to there halfway.
It does require money.
Cat Country 107.3.
To get there.
Unless you're a girl.
True.
It's a big day. Tickets officially go on sale today for the 2026 Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Hey, it's only, what, 9.5 months away?
Start planning now. That way you're done.
No artists have been announced yet. I think we're announcing the first artist next week, and I know who that is. And oh, yeah, this will be good. Last year, tickets sold out quickly for Barefoot. You don't want to be in that case for next year's Barefoot.
I know. They sold out so quickly.
So go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. All the details at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app. There's a link right there to buy it. It'll happen at 10 o'clock this morning. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
To Poland. Police stopped a driver, walked up to the car, did a search, and found out that he was carrying a venomous snake, a gun, and a bottle of whiskey.
Interesting combo.
See, we are all so late or till early this morning to watch the spitting game.
That game was insane, and the fact that it was... So it was delayed for that long. Like I couldn't stay up. I was like, I gotta go to bed. See you, kids. Good night.
It's Cat Country 107. Good morning. Words you need to know this morning. The search continued throughout the day yesterday for a swimmer who had gone missing in Cape May. The woman, described as about 30 to 40 years of age with dark hair, entered the ocean water yesterday morning. She was seen swimming when she disappeared off a beach near Madison and Beach Avenues. Following the incident, the Cape May Beach Patrol began flying double red flags, warning swimmers not to enter the water because of high surf and dangerous rip currents.
The Thunder Over the Waves air show happens in the Wildwoods this weekend. Today is a practice day for the air show, and tomorrow, the main event, which features more than a dozen aerial acts. You can watch the show from the boardwalk or the beach. Lots of people are expected to attend.
There was spitting, there was a lightning delay, and more. The NFL season began at the Link last night as Philadelphia outlasted Dallas 24-20.
Thank God.
Your coworkers are probably still asleep. The game didn't end until 12:18 this morning.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, warm and more humid, high 80s.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. It's the morning after an Eagles victory, but we're all very tired.
12:20 almost, I think, was when that game wrapped. Crazy.
Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday, Crystal Kudla of Morris River. Maggie Stemler of North Cape May is 60. Happy birthday, Maggie. Happy birthday to Maria Wilson of Mays Landing. DJ Fancher of Marmora celebrates today.
Happy birthday.
Hey, everybody, it's Charlotte Belk's birthday. Charlotte is from New Gretna. She's 5.
Charlotte, happy birthday.
Nicole from Cape May Courthouse has a birthday. Amanda Mers of Toms River is 39. And celebrating tomorrow, Brooke Ricozzi of Mays Landing. Sweet 16 tomorrow for Brooke. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sweet 16. That's a big one.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout out today, 16-year-old Brooke Ricozzi of Maysland. With Joe and John, our question today, what are people doing that they just need to stop? They just need to stop. Tracy from Cape May Courthouse, stop using your phone while driving.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Every time I'm on the highway or parkway, wherever, you turn and there's somebody just texting, swerving. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some answers from Facebook. Carl says, well, he's got a list. He says, stop walking slow in front of me, disappointing me, driving stupidly, and having no situational awareness. There's people around you. Jennifer says people need to stop wearing Crocs.
I would have said that before, and I've since had Crocs, and now I like/slash love them.
Marie kind of covers it all. She says people need to stop being stupid.
Yeah. Amen, sis.
Let's see. From our app, this is Robin. Robin says she's a nurse. She says people need to stop not taking your prescription medication.
Ooh.
Stop not going to your preventative appointments.
That's a really good one.
The medication is one I do. I start feeling better. I'm like, well, I don't need this.
I don't need it anymore, but you're feeling better because you're taking it. Right, that's the whole thing, correct.
Robin also says people need to stop taking other people's medications because you have the same symptoms.
Well, right. What's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander, kids.
There you go. What do people need to stop? That's our question of the day today. What do people need to stop? 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Dave from Northfield on our app says, stop making deposits at ATMs during banking hours. Dave's tired of waiting in line. let's see. What else do we have? Maybe a couple more here. Ray says, stop asking Facebook for things that you can find online with simple browsing searches. I see that. Sarah says, stop talking on your speakerphone in public. Agreed. We don't want to hear your conversation. We don't care. We don't want to hear your conversation. We don't care. Nicole is on the phone. What do people need to stop doing, Nicole?
Selfie filters.
Oh, using selfie filters.
Yeah.
Because they don't look... Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our show our little friend... Phil.
Hi, Phil.
As always, I would like to thank Miss Michael for her wonderful a cappella. Joseph, you were a little off key, but thank you. Good morning, all. Happy Friday.
I'm a talker. I'm not a singer, Phil.
I fixed it for him that time.
Well, you know what? Those that can't sing... are a DJ, correct.
That's right.
We're going to play our game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm going to ask you guys the names of three different establishments somewhere in the U.S. of A. And you need to identify if they are, in fact, strip clubs or daycares. Here we go. Number one, it's in Tyler, Texas. It's called Time Out. Strip Club or Daycare.
Been in many of them.
Phil, Time Out, Tyler, Texas, Strip Club or Daycare.
Well, I've been in many Time Out, but not the one in Tyler, Texas, that I believe to be. Oh, wow.
It could go either
you wouldn't want to advertise that you're punishing your kids. So
right.
I'm going to go strip club, Joseph.
That's my logic. It has to be a strip club.
You guys are very good. That's very good. That's right.
Good. Right. It better be. Weird.
Take
if it
your
wouldn't
kid
be.
To the daycare called Time Out.
Right.
Time Out.
You just know he's bad from the start.
We're not even going to take any chances.
Number two, Atlanta, Georgia. Peaches. Peaches. Strip club or daycare? Bill?
Normal spelling, not apostrophe S.
That's right. No Z's. Just peaches.
No Z. No Z. Right. Peaches. They're sweet.
In Georgia.
They're juicy.
They're Georgia.
I'm going to do strip club. Joseph, as odd as that sounds.
Yeah, I'm going to do strip club,
You're
too.
Both correct. All right, it's 2-2. We're knotted up. Going to
Phil,
number three.
We're slaying.
It's called Precious Treasures. It's in Chandler, Arizona.
Okay.
Precious Treasures. Strip club or daycare. Bill?
I think my mother has some of them on the mantle. Oh, no, those are precious moments.
Yeah,
those silly things I throw out.
Get them at Things Remembered in the mall back in the day.
You're showing your age by calling it a mall.
I guess.
Strip club or daycare, Precious Treasures?
Daycare, Joseph.
I'm going to say strip club.
It is a daycare. That means by a score of 3-2, Phil is this week's big winner on strip club or daycare. Congratulations, Phil.
Good job.
Thank you very much, Miss Jana. You are a wonderful and appropriate opponent, I might say.
Oh, well, thanks.
Bill,
I think.
We're going to give you 5 seconds of interrupted microphone time to say whatever you'd like.
And go.
Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jana. We want to go back to our question of the day today. We've had some great answers. 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button. Here's the question. What are people doing that they just need to stop? Just stop. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Sarah's my favorite so far. People need to stop talking on their speakerphones in public. I hate that. I don't care about your life. I don't care what you're saying. I don't care what the other person's saying. Just shut up.
You don't think more people, like, use their headphones like the rest of us and talk that way?
So I'm just hearing part of the conversation? That's not any better, Jonna.
Well, so you just don't want people to talk on the phone in public at all?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
What?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm guilty of that. I got my
walking around just talking to people in the grocery store. Somebody's talking. I'm like, excuse me, were you talking to me? And then they look annoyed at me.
That's when I catch up with people.
No, I'm on the phone.
When I'm running around doing stuff. Don't talk to me when I'm at home.
Just shut up, people.
No. My home time is my me time.
Tony from Summers Point, here's another good one. People need to stop riding e-bikes and scooters without a helmet. Well, that's
just without saying, right. Yeah, yeah. I think people need to stop holding up the line after the light turns green and we're sitting there waiting on you because you're doing God knows what.
Then I beat my horn.
Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum
in the
car.
Then I gotta worry that you're gonna get your gun out because I beat my horn once.
So annoying.
James.
Now I could take
you. This is very philosophical. Stop expecting things in life to just come to you.
You got to work for it.
Go out there and get it.
Yeah.
That's very good.
For sure.
You have a couple more from
our
app?
I do, from the app. Yeah, so these people click the message us button on the app. Someone said, stop ruining youth sports, as in, like, stop being so competitive and, like, screaming from, like, treating it like it's the NFL. Right. I would definitely agree with that.
All right.
And then we got Liz from Egg Harbor City. She said, people need to stop being on the phone having conversations while they're peeing in the bathroom. It's just gross.
Or worse.
Liz!
Or worse.
Shots
yes.
fired, okay? I bring my phone into the bathroom.
Do you really? Do you talk on the phone in the bathroom?
At home, yes. Not like.
No. Really?
Yeah, at home.
I don't want to hear you there.
Well, I was going to say, not to like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Like to my mom, sure.
Why?
To my brother, maybe.
Why does that make it okay?
But like not, definitely
I don't
to
care
my
who
boyfriend.
It is.
But, like, not...
You don't need to take your phone in the bathroom.
Not, like, to any random person.
You don't need to take your phone in the bathroom.
You gotta be in, like, my top four.
Another reason why I don't want to borrow your phone. Good morning. We're everything you need to know this morning. The search continued throughout the day yesterday for a swimmer who'd gone missing in Cape May. The woman, described as about 30 to 40 years of age with dark hair, entered the ocean water yesterday morning. She was seen swimming when she disappeared off a beach near Madison and Beach Avenues. Following the incident, the Cape May Beach Patrol began flying double red flags, warning swimmers not to enter the water because of high surf and dangerous rip currents.
The Thunder Over the Waves air show happens in the Wildwoods this weekend. Today is a practice day for the air show. And tomorrow, the main event, which features more than a dozen aerial acts. You can watch the show from the boardwalk or the beach. Lots of people are expected to attend.
There was spitting. There was a lightning delay and more. The NFL season began at the Link last night as Philadelphia outlasted Dallas 24-20.
Thank God.
Your coworkers are probably still asleep. The game didn't end until 12:18 this morning.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and breezy, warm and more humid, high 80s.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And hit it.
There are five of them. Number one, the road to hell is paved with all of the things I'm going to put away later.
Uh-oh.
Hey, isn't that what the dining room table is for? Number
yeah,
two,
basically.
I should have peed before I left. That will be my epitaph. Number three.
That's funny.
Who needs a weighted blanket when you got the weight of the world? Number four. I hope the 17th text in a row with no response finds you well. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
I do. Well, I don't text in paragraphs. I text like one sentence at a time. Sorry, fam.
No, I'm saying I send you 17 texts before you ever respond. Even though I've never seen you without the phone in your hand, ever.
I'm not even holding it now.
But yet I text you on the weekend and I never hear from you.
I don't have my phone a lot on the weekend. I try
to. Joe and Jonna, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Absolutely dread being asked about my hobbies. Because there's just no way to make phone sound cool. Jonna, good morning. A lot going on this weekend. We've got the Atlantic City Boat Show already underway. That goes through Sunday at Farley Marina right next to the Golden Nugget in Atlantic City. Wildwood's Thunder Over the Water is their big air show expected to draw a lot of people. Practice day is today. The real day is tomorrow, but you're not going to be able to tell they're real in the practice. It's just lots of planes, lots of noise, lots of fun. Ocean City, they got classic cars on the boardwalk both tomorrow and Sunday. Everyone's tired but happy.
You can't really ask for more than that. I even said yesterday in my picks, remember, that I thought it was going to be a tight game, the whole game, and it
yes,
was.
Yes, Jonna predicted it, so.
I did.
That's what happened.
You're welcome.
Let's see. We still have lots of local summer left, but fall is around the corner. We're going to play a little game here. Let's see if you can guess when some big fall traditions began.
Okay.
Corn mazes. Have you ever been to a corn maze?
Who hasn't been to a corn maze, of course? Like the 1940s?
First corn maze created in Lebanon Valley College in Annville, Pennsylvania in 1993.
What?
You're older than corn mazes, Jana.
Dang. That's a shame.
How about trick-or-treating? How long has trick-or-treating been around?
1887.
Well, it actually goes back to the Middle Ages. There was specific holiday dates that people would go door-to-door to ask for food. But modern trick-or-treating began in the 1920s in the United States. Had to be stopped for World War II due to sugar rationing. But after the war was over, it came back with a vengeance and has been popular ever since.
Right.
Pumpkin spice. How long have we had pumpkin spice?
1995.
2003.
Oh, wow.
Started by, of course, Starbucks.
Well, yes. I feel like I've never been in a world where pumpkin spice didn't exist. I stand corrected.
Yes. Candy corn. How long has candy corn been around?
How long has it not been illegal for? Too long. Candy corn, 1900.
Invented in 1880, so you're close, by George Renninger, a candy maker at the Wonderly Candy Company. The treat was originally called chicken feed.
That's exactly what it looks like, and it's disgusting. And put it in the trash. It belongs in there with your ex.
And you're kind of right, because right around the year 1900, it was changed to candy corn.